Well, I'd like us to think for a little while now about good advice. Good advice. It's interesting, isn't it, that however clever we are, however clever we think we are, we all need good advice on occasions. Now, just think about it for a moment. What sort of things do we need good advice for? Thinking particularly, wanting to hear particularly from the young people, what sort of things do we need good advice for? Ooh, hard question this morning. Good advice. Okay. What degree you're going to take at university, what career, that's right. What we're going to do with our life, work-wise, job-wise. That could be very significant, couldn't it? Thank you. Yeah. Other things like that that you might need advice for as you make your journey through life. What sort of other things?
How to get something working.
How to get something working, yeah. Anything in particular, Ray?
Cars,
computers, that's right. Computers are the big one, aren't they, for lots of people. How do I work this thing? That's right. I need some advice. But there are other things too, aren't there, like cars and anything that goes or has got a plug attached to it. Yeah. Other things for advice. Joyce? Now, that sounds like it's spoken from the heart, Joyce. How to fill forms in, that's right. Just even for the most simple things sometimes that you want from the council. You sent this mini booklet, aren't you, with everything to fill in, and it's kind of like, what do they want? Yeah, I need some advice. That's right. Other things, anything else that you can think of that you might need advice for? Yeah?
Getting in the throw on a table journal for the OER.
Going where, sorry, Roy?
Getting in the throw on a table journal for the OER.
That's right. Absolutely anything at all that you not fully in tune with or aware of, you might need advice, mightn't you? Many newspapers and magazines, I guess people will know this, have advice columns, advice pages where we can write into some expert with our problems, and they will share our problem with the entire readership of the newspaper, and then they'll give us, hopefully, good advice on what to do. Now, actually, this week I looked up the phrase good advice on Google, the internet search engine, and got over 7 million results. I didn't look at them all. But from a glance at the first 100 or so, interestingly, there wasn't really one thing that stuck out. There were lots and lots of things that people wanted good advice on. And they had to do with our money, our relationships, our health, our legal problems, our car, our computer, our garden, right down to the very specific thing of advice on how to order a bottle of wine in a restaurant. There you go. Nobody thought of that this morning, did they? Well, maybe you did. I don't know. Well, lots of people, it seems, want good advice about lots of different kinds of things. Now, let's ask a different kind of question and think about this for a while. Who gives good advice? Who do you go to get good advice? Just think about that for a moment. You want good advice on something? Peter knows already. Where do you go to, Peter?
Financial advisors.
Financial advisors. Can tell where his heart is. That's absolutely right, isn't it? Some people ask financial advisors to give them advice on how to look after their money, if they've got any, I suppose. And you're clearly intending to have some, Peter. But that's right, financial advisors. Who else might we go to for advice? Sue?
So if I have a problem with my garden, but I can't find the proper answer in the book, then contact the Royal Horticultural Society of Wisdom.
Okay. Problem in the garden, you can't work it out for yourself, you can't find the answer for yourself, so you contact the experts of the Royal Horticultural Society. That's great, isn't it? Other people you might go to advice for? No? Oh, sorry.
Friends.
Friends.
And
And parents as well. They're very obvious, aren't they? Thanks very much, Galina. That's right. Friends, parents, teachers, doctors, and so on. Now, you see, I might go to my doctor, mightn't I, if I need advice on health. But I won't go to my doctor if I need advice on my car. I'll go to a mechanic for that. Although it's interesting, actually, I think that when we want advice, often the person we first turn to is not a so-called expert, but as Galina's just said, it's a friend or a member of the family. Or if we're a child, it might be our parents. And actually, often when I do have a problem with our car, the first person I speak to is my brother, because he knows about cars and I don't. And often he's able to say, oh yeah, that's easy, that's just blah, 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 blah. And that's it, the problem sorted. When it comes to giving and receiving advice, that personal touch is often very important, because we perhaps trust the advice more when we trust the person who's giving the advice. Isn't that the case? And the Bible gives us advice for living. It doesn't give us technical advice on how our car runs or, you know, what we should plant in the garden and so on, but it does cover the important things of life. How we live our life, how we treat others, how we relate to God. And we have to take notice of what God says in the Bible. And actually, we discover over time, perhaps, that the Bible also has lots of things to say about the nitty-gritty things that we face in life, like our relationships, and like our money, and like our health, and our garden, and so on. But more than that, when we know God for ourselves, it's not just a book of rules, is it? It's like listening to someone who is close to us, someone who loves us, and someone who we can trust with our lives. Well, we'll be thinking some more about that later in the service.